USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden puts pen to paper, issuing his first veto.
Biden rejected a bill that would have reversed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, otherwise known as ESG.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country.
Biden originally issued that rule so money managers could consider climate change and other ESG factors when making decisions for retirement investments for their clients, but Republicans see it as part of a broader woke agenda. I'm John Schaefer.
Supporters have been gathering outside Trump Tower in New York City ahead of a potential indictment of former President Trump. NYPD officers are posted in several high-profile locations, and all cops are told to be in uniform Tuesday and be ready to mobilize when needed. Retired NYPD Chief Terry Monahan says the department's working with other agencies to be prepared for anything if the former president is indicted.
The NYPD is very mobile. There'll be teams out there where they can get hundreds of cops on the scene instantaneously.
Barricades have already been set up at Trump Tower and Manhattan Criminal Court as Trump encourages supporters to protest. The White House urging China's president to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Because China, quite frankly, we believe, should hear directly from the Ukrainians and not just from the Russians.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. is hoping Chinese President Xi Jinping will press Russian President Vladimir Putin to halt the war in Ukraine and withdraw all his troops. Xi and Putin have been meeting this week in Moscow. President Biden has signed legislation now to declassify information related to the origins of COVID-19. He put pen to paper on Monday after the measure was passed unanimously in Congress. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
House Republicans say they're working to rein in out-of-control spending in Washington.
I don't think anybody can look at that and not be terribly concerned about the future of our country and our children's future.
Speaking from a policy retreat in Orlando, Congressman Jody Arrington of Texas said he believes the two greatest threats to the U.S. are China and the national debt. The CEO of the company behind ChatGPT says he is a little bit scared of artificial intelligence.
I think people should be happy that we're a little bit scared of this. I think people should be
You're
happy.
A little bit scared.
A little bit.
You personally.
I think if I said I were not, you should either not trust me or be very unhappy.
In a recent interview with ABC News, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said he's worried about how AI tech could affect the workforce elections and the spread of disinformation. Altman's company developed ChatGPT, which provides human-like answers to user questions. He says he has a lot of faith in the creativity and will of humanity to use AI for good. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow goes on trial tomorrow in Utah for a ski and run. It happened in February 2016 as she's accused of badly injuring Terry Sanderson while he was skiing. His injuries include a concussion along with four broken ribs, and she allegedly left the scene after what happened. The lawsuit was filed back in early 2019 and originally sought just over $3 million. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.